Everyday resilience, helping kids handle friendship drama, academic pressure, and the self-doubt of growing up. Written by Michelle Mitchell, narrated by Leslie Gray Robbins for Saga Egmont. When resilience is shaken. Bianca determined that her earliest memories of self-doubt were in year 4. When her long-term friendship group rejected her over a series of grueling weeks. Dave says that bullying in year 7 took him backwards for years, and he isn't sure if he ever really regained his confidence. Lisa states, "I would sit in class in year 5 and wonder what was wrong with me." Justin explains, "Things went pear-shaped after I was suspended in year 8. It's a common story. Many children coast through the first 8 or so years of life and then identify one child or one year or one teacher that crushed them. Parents often share with me the moment when their child took a hit outside of the protection of their home, a hit from which they didn't recover easily. They seem to spiral downhill from there, sometimes for months and other times for years. Unfortunately, for a few, the impact lasted a lifetime. However, many times young ones encounter a string of smaller knocks long before the defining knockout punch arrives. These smaller knocks often come and go reasonably quietly and are, for the most part, dismissed as insignificant. Parents may not notice that they are slowly eroding their children's resilience. For Jesse, his differences were increasingly showing on the sports field, with his teammates pointing out that he kicked like a girl and let the team down. Shrinking back, he found himself safer in the back of the pack, participating less. He recognized that popularity and playing soccer well went hand in hand, and unfortunately his chances of both were fading. The final blow happened during a Wednesday afternoon sports lesson when he was picked last to join a team. Jesse chose not to play soccer with his mates again. For Sarah, her learning disabilities were becoming more visible throughout primary school. She was increasingly afraid of participating in class and managed to dodge answering questions that exposed her. She regularly asked herself, "Why can't I, if everyone else can?" The final blow was when a year 4 teacher told her she was lazy and didn't work hard enough. Sarah never took much interest in learning again. Resilience enables our children to be strong and healthy after a difficulty. You may have heard people refer to it as the bounce back factor, which allows children to recover from trauma or hardship. Yet, cultivating resilience isn't about what children do in the difficult times. It is about what they do in the micro moments to prepare for difficult times. The way our children handle small knocks is crucial, as it will be the foundation for much bigger things. It's during the small knocks that young people develop their response patterns to life's future pressures. Parents are wise to see each small knock as a teachable moment that has long-term significance. We can't dismiss or understate our child's daily experiences. They require our full parental attention. The importance of stormproofing. The analogy I use to explain resilience in children is found in stormproofing. I live in Queensland, Australia, where storms can be a scary occurrence. Our part of town is usually safe, as long as you are inside when the storm hits. In saying that, the last storm we had ripped the front gutter and window dressing off my house. I am personally relieved when storms pass, whereas I am sure that their potential danger only makes them more exciting to my boys. By my boys, I mean my 2 teenagers and husband, whose all-time favorite thing to do is watch a storm rolling in. Thunder, lightning, hail, howling winds, nothing energizes them more. In some parts of our country, stormproofing your home is essential to ensure you don't lose it. My husband's family live in Bundaberg, Queensland, which was recently hit hard by floods. If homes weren't